Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Like, yeah. No one would be terribly surprised if Andy Farrell picked Robbie Henschel. Like, oh, he's shit. No, get him out of the team.
That's not what any,
commenters are saying.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. PSG are into their second ever Champions League final thanks to a 3-1 aggregate win over Arsenal. We'll hear from Gunners boss Mikel Arteta, who believes his side were the better team over the two legs. We'll also build up ahead of tonight's Europa League clashes as Manchester United and Tottenham look to set up a meeting in the final in Bilbao, and which Irish international has his eyes on promotion to the Premier League. But first to last night, and goals from Fabian Ruiz and Ashraf Hakimi gave Luis Enrique's side a 2-1 win on the night. Bukayo Saka pulled one back with around 15 minutes to go, and shortly after that he missed another great chance, which would have made things a bit more nervier for the Parisians. Arsenal dominated the first 25 minutes, but they couldn't find a goal to capitalise on their good start, and Arteta believed his side were the better team over the two legs.
100%, I don't think there's been a better thing in the competition so far, what I've seen. But we are out tonight. We deserve much more, I think, in both games. But this competition is about the boxes, and in the boxes there are normally the strikers most of the time, and a goalkeeper. And he was the best player in both games.
Ultimately, what do you want to do over the summer to make changes or add to get further?
I'm so proud of the boys and what they deserve a lot of credit for what they're doing in the context and the situation, and with the amount of injuries we have arrived here, probably in the worst state that you can arrive as a team. You have to get here with everybody fit, available, with a lot of minutes, with rest, like they had a week. We come here in a completely different context and they still do that. So that gives me a lot of positivity for the future. But tonight I'm very upset.
PSG boss Luis Enrique didn't agree with that.
Arteta said, when he was sitting where you are, that Arsenal were the better team over two legs, and what's more, you agree because your bench told him so.
I don't agree at all. Mikel Arteta is a great friend, but I don't agree at all. I think they played in a clever way today, and they get the match to the right moment for them, because they play in the way they want and they love to play. But I think in the two legs we score more goals than them, and in football it's the most.
Former Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger was on BeIN Sport, and he praised PSG's ability to be able to mix it up.
I would say tonight we have seen a different Paris Saint-Germain, not guided by possession and brilliant football, but guided by the fact that refusing to concede goals and taking advantages on the counter-attacks and on set pieces, what gave them success tonight. So, and I would say that mentally they were strong as well. When they missed a penalty, they did hang in there. And on the other hand, and at Arsenal, we have seen the recurrence of being unable to score goals. I would say as well that I was surprised by the mistake of Marquinhos on the goal they conceded, and that Hernandez coming on for Mendes could have cost them. Did cost on the goal, and he's not completely back to his level. So they were a bit lucky as well. But overall, in the two games, I would say they were better than Arsenal, had more chances, and were never really in danger. So congratulations to Paris Saint-Germain. I said a long time ago in with you here that Paris Saint-Germain will not be far from winning the Champions League. And let's not forget, they can still have maybe the only team who can have the perfect season, because they can win the Champions League, they can make a double in France, and they can win the World Club World Cup. What would be an innovation, extraordinary success for Luis Enrique, Nasser, of course, and Paris Saint-Germain.
PSG will now play Inter in the final in Munich on Saturday, the 31st of May. It's the first Champions League final without a team from England, Spain or Germany since 2004, when Jose Mourinho's Porto beat Monaco. Luis Enrique joked that his side were from the League of Farmers.
The League of Farmers, no? We are the League of Farmers, but sometimes, yeah, it's nice. It's nice. I think now we are enjoying the not only the results, but also the compliments of everybody speaking about our team. We are a young team, but the mentality and the character and also the play of how we play football, I think it's nice and it's awesome. I have to congratulate my players because they are great.
Luis Enrique made those comments to TNT. Man of the match, Ashraf Hakimi, also spoke to them. He spent one season at Inter back in 2021 before leaving for Paris. And he says Arsenal are one of the best teams in the world right now.
I don't have any words. I think I just enjoying this moment. We are really happy for what we make to arrive in the final. I think we deserve after hard work since we start the season. So now is moment to enjoy and keep working to bring this trophy to Paris back.
It's the one that has eluded Paris Saint-Germain, this Champions League. For you guys to be the ones to bring it home, what would that mean?
That would be like a dream come true. It's something that we've been working, I think, me 4 years right now since I come to Paris. Is something that I have in mind. Also, I think our fans, our support, since they follow this club, I think they want that this trophy for the first time come in Paris. So we're going to work in that. We are really good in a good way, and we have to continue and work hard to the last game.
It's a final against Inter Milan. Did you watch the game last night? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I watched the game. It was amazing. It was like people love football. This kind of game you enjoy to watch. And we know the point four of Inter, so now we have to enjoy our moment of course of today, recover very well and prepare very well this game that is going to be a big final.
Kvicha Kvaratskhelia will now aim to be the first Georgian since AC Milan's Kaká Kaladze to win the Champions League in 2007. Kvaratskhelia was on CBS post-match and is looking to make a dream come true.
How does it feel?
It feels great. It's been so quickly everything. I'm already in the Champions League final. It's like a dream. And I think this is about the hard work, about the trust, the process. And I'm really happy that I'm here with this voice, with this club. I feel very, very good here.
Let's talk about this game today. What was the approach? Of course, you had the one goal lead from North London last week.
It was a tough start, really. They started very well. They had many opportunities to score, but we keep trying to play our game. I think we had many opportunities to score also, and I think we deserve to win today, and that's why we won. It was a really tough game because Arsenal is one of the best teams in the world right now. They show that they have ability to play very well in the attack and in the defense, so it was really, really tough game for us today.
Now looking ahead to tonight's Europa League clashes, Manchester United are on the verge for qualifying for the final of a competition they won in 2017 against Ajax. United take a 3-0 lead into the second leg at home to Athletic Bilbao. United will have to do it Matthias De Ligt after he suffered an injury against Brentford on Sunday. Bilbao are without both Williams brothers and top scorer Oihan Sancet. Bruno Fernandes has been linked with a move away from the club this week with interest from Saudi Arabia, but manager Ruben Amorim says he wants to keep his best players.
I think it's easy to understand that, not just because of the numbers, but the way he plays, the importance that he has during his 5 years, I think, here. He's a top player. We need the top players. He's a leader. He's the captain. So he's really important. It's normal that there's a lot of clubs that want a player like Bruno, like Garnacho, like others, but we want to keep the best players. And Bruno is clearly one of the top players in the world. So... our idea didn't change. We want Bruno here.
Alejandro Garnacho has started the last 13 matches in a row. He's missed only one game out of the last 100 for United, starting 74. Garnacho was still just 20 years old and Amorim's relied on the Argentine's versatility. He's played across the front three. He's also occasionally played as a wing back. And he says it wasn't easy to change manager during the season.
Yeah, I think it's not easy when in middle of the season you change, for example, the manager and all the stuff. But yeah, in my mind, it's always try to work hard every day and try to show the manager in this case that I need to play, and this is the only thing I have to do.
Tottenham are in the Arctic Circle tonight for their second leg against Bodo Glimt. Spurs lead 3-1, but Bodo are a formidable team in front of their own fans on that artificial pitch. Spurs are looking to head back to their first European final since the 2019 Champions League decider. Winning in this competition would also secure a place in next season's Champions League. Mentioned Arsene Wenger earlier. Well, he's questioned whether teams who win Europe's second-tier competition should qualify for next season's premier European competition. Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou says that Spurs does crazy things to people.
Well, I mean, that's a debate that's been raging for years, man. Like, at least the last 8 days. I've never heard that before. So, I've said it before, mate. Spurs does crazy things to people. It does. It does. You put that club into any sentence or any issue, and invariably they all come out and try and diminish as much as they can. Why wasn't it an issue before and it's an issue now? What's the difference? I don't understand what the difference is. The competition. Last year, fifth didn't get you into the Champions League. This year it does. What does that mean? There were competition rules, and the rules say the winner goes into... And it's not the first year, and there is an asterisk against it that you have to do something else as well. But it's Spurs, mate. They love it. They love it. Oh, they love it. You love it.
Both of tonight's semi-finals kick off at 8 o'clock. Chelsea can go into another European final tonight. They're 4-1 up on Swedish side Djurgården with the second leg at Stamford Bridge. Fiorentina and Real Betis are in the other semi-final. Betis lead 2-1 from the first leg. They're looking to become the first Spanish team to qualify for a Conference League final. Fiorentina are aiming to reach the final for the third year in a row. They lost to West Ham in 2023. And they also lost to Olympiacos last year. Newly capped Ireland defender Jimmy Dunn has been named in the Championship Team of the Season. The Dundalk native earned his first cap for the boys in green in the 2-1 win at home to Bulgaria in March and has enjoyed a fine season at right back for QPR. 27-year-old Dunn is out of contract. He looks set to leave the club. There are several clubs interested in a signature, with Sheffield United rumoured to be in contention for that signature. And the Blades played tonight in the first leg of their playoff tie away to Bristol City. Ireland midfielder Jason Knight has been an ever-present for Bristol City this season, playing all 46 league games. The Robins scraped into the playoffs on the last day of the season. Knight says he's relishing his side's underdog status.
You think of the squad they've got and how they've done this year, they're probably probably disappointed they didn't go up automatically. But so it's going to be a tough game. But like you say, we've performed well against them this year. And it's going to be two competitive games again, and that's what we want. But we want to come out on the right side, and we want to get to Wembley. That's the goal now, and we've got to try and make that happen, especially at home on Thursday.
That game at Ashton Gate also kicks off at 8 o'clock. That's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
First tweet says, dudes can literally just sit around and name old sports players and just have the best time.
Bring on Timmy Cahill.
Timmy!
What a player he was, by the way. Loved the header. Oh, my God, that guy was good in the air.
And the Ibrahim Diaz. Oh. What a player he was, by the way. Foden.
Ida Elgerson. Oh, yeah. What a player he was, by the way.
But like Marco Branca, who came, he was unbelievable. But what a player he was.
It is the same Rui Costa, Broads. It is. Absolute icon, AC Milan icon, man. What a player he was, by the way.
Auntie Nemi.
Hi.
He was finished.
I'm not finished.
only 28.
No, not finished. He's from Finland.
And what a player he was, by the way, obviously. But he was finished.
He's Scottish.
No.
Oh, I thought he was Scottish.
David Suka, what a player he was, by the way.
David, yeah, oh. Davil Suka.
Oh. There's another little debate to be had here because a friend of the show, Joe Cole, what a player he was, by the way.
N'Golo Kante, what a player he was, by the way.
Puskas Arena, what a player he was, by the way.
Whelan caught it on the volley.
What a player he was. But he does shin that one a bit.
How dare you? How dare you?
And then we signed Stan Collymore, and what a player he was, but he was just a loophead. Great lad.
Kanu. Someone's mentioned Kanu. I don't think I can do Kanu, but what a player he was, though, wasn't he?
Diaz alongside him, though. What a player he was, Al. What some great blocks. Wilshere when he was at Arsenal. Cazorla. What a player he was, Al.
Then you go a little bit further on. Gerrard. What a player he was.
Dean Ashton. What a player he was, by the way.
If that's the best you can do, the answer is definitely no.
Drag back heel by Riquelme there. What a player he was, by the way. He played for Barcelona, I think, for 3 years.
You know, John Monker, what a player he was, by the way.
Jansen, Tilio Lombardo.
Cue music.
Not the Lombardo. Lombardo.
What?
What a player he was, by the way, Lombardo.